Golf Smarter number 177 for May 5, 2009.
SmarterPodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.
Checking out the cool stuff from the Hagen Oaks Golf Expo.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing tips and insights from golfers and golf professionals to help lower your score. It's worked for your host, Fred Green.
Day 40, and methinks it's time to give up on the airlines finding my golf clubs. What do you think? Welcome and thanks for downloading the Golf Smarter podcast. This is one of our free episodes that are delivered every other week. And if you're a longtime listener and it's unclear about what's happening with the free shows now that we're doing Golf Smarter for members only podcasts every week, let me try to clear things up. Right now, we have the last 12 free episodes available at golfsmarter.com and iTunes. That means that every Golf Smarter podcast episode dating back to February, when we had a report from the PGA Expo, is still available. And in 2 weeks, when I publish another free show, the Golf Smarter Expo episode will fall off and then will be available as an archive download to the subscribers of Golf Smarter for members only. But we'll still have 12 episodes available for you to hear for free. My wish is that you will enjoy our content so much you'll help support our efforts to continue to make Golf Smarter the broadest, most interesting, and most entertaining golf podcast available. Content is king here, and our greatest value is our programs. But once you become a member, you also receive more benefits than access to our archives, and we'll talk more about that later. But on this episode, I wanted to share with you some of the people and cool products I encountered at the 34th annual Hagen Oaks Golf Expo in Sacramento. Thanks to those who stopped by the Fairways and Greens magazine tent to say hi, but I also walked around with my recorder to see what else was happening. All the major manufacturers were there, but their tents were staffed by local sales reps who are looking for people with credit cards, not a microphone and recorder. We'll start with the coolest product I found there and could be the best GPS I've found yet. I'm a big fan of GPS because of two main reasons. One, it speeds up the pace of play. By just walking up to your ball and knowing the distance, save all the time of finding a yardage marker, stepping off the distance, selecting a club, changing the club, blah, 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 blah. Now, the second reason, and to me the most important consideration for owning a GPS, is the confidence factor. As long as you know how long you hit each club, which everyone should make a priority, knowing exactly what your distance is takes away the second guessing and lets you aim at your target and swing with confidence. Here's my conversation with Dennis Hassel, VP of Sales of Savant GPS, makers of the OnPar GPS.
I tell you, I spoke to another person who has a GPS system over there, and everything they told me was what you can find on any golf GPS system. I was like, okay, this is nice. This is okay. Oh, there's no annual fee? Okay, so you've got a little step up. Oh, you can hold a whole bunch of courses? Okay, so you got a little step up. But this is a completely different beast. This looks like an iPhone, but it's not.
No, it's not.
And it's not an application on an iPhone.
It is not an application. This is designed specifically for the golf industry. It's the first touchscreen device out in the marketplace. It's the largest viewable high-resolution touchscreen for the golfer. Our touchscreen is 3.5 inches in length, and it stores up to 300 golf courses. We have no annual membership or course download fees.
That's remarkable. And the screen is actually beautiful. Let's take a look at one of these operational. But it does more than just tell you the front, back, and middle pin position or on the green, right?
Absolutely. Our device will give you an entire view of every golf hole that you've got, of every course that you have downloaded in our device. That makes us, again, a little bit unique, a little bit different, because that way you see the entire layout of the golf hole. You see all the hazards, all the water, bunkers, et cetera, from the tee box just simply by looking at the golf screen. The really key feature, one of the key features of this device, is that you can simply touch anywhere on the golf hole from where you're standing and get a distance from where you're standing to that touch point and yardage remaining to the center of the green. instantaneously.
So strategically, that is a huge advantage because now all of a sudden you know exactly how far you have to hit this club or which club to pull, and then it'll tell you what you're going to need to get to the green from there.
Well, the other advantage, too, is that if you're standing on the tee box and you don't want to know a carry distance either to the front of a bunker or over a bunker out in the fairway, you simply touch the screen and it gives you that instantaneous feedback.
And it does more than just tell you about your shot location. And tell me some of the other features that it offers. And I see that even though it's touchscreen, you were just touching the screen with a tee, not your finger.
Well, actually, the device is a touchscreen. You can use your finger, a glove finger, a tee. It's hardened plastic with a thin coat of protectant, so it's scratch resistant. The other piece of our technology allows the user or the on-par owner to keep score. It'll track shots. It'll give club recommendations. And it also provides a significant amount of golf course statistics for the golfer.
And are these how many courses do you have on your website that you can download?
Currently, we're about 4,000, and as of this past week, we are ramped up to where we're going to be mapping 1,000 courses a month.
Fabulous. And are they United States only or internationally?
Currently, we're United States only. We are going to be looking at mapping some international courses a little bit later on in the year.
Why don't you do me narrate a walkthrough on how you get this thing to work?
Well, basically, once a consumer buys our product, they can go online, they can register their device, set up a user ID and password, which then gives them access to all the courses that we have mapped. They can download those courses that they want to play, whether it be their home course or any other course. As I said earlier, that this device will store up to 300 golf courses on it. So once you start... Once they're downloaded, you simply go to the icon where it says course list, and it pulls up a course list, and you can actually scroll up or down on the course list and then touch a given golf course, and it pulls up the entire course view. From that, you can move the course view around just to get an idea of what the entire course layout is if you've never played it, and then just begin at hole number one by simply touching the hole number. And from there, it pulls up the entire hole view from the back of the tee box all the way through the green. It shows all the bunkers. We also have maps that have actual cart paths mapped on here already. Once again, anywhere on the golf course, you simply just touch the screen, and it gives you an instantaneous yardage from where you're standing to that touch point, and from that touch point to the center of the green.
Fabulous. And it does so much more. Where can we find out more about this product? What's the URL to your website?
It is www.onpargps.com.
Take two. You don't even need the www. You just say it's at onpargps. Okay. And where can we find this?
Yes, it's onpargps.com.
And there you can, once you have a product, you register, and that's where you go each time?
Yes, that's correct. Absolutely.
Fabulous. Well, it's an awesome unit, and good luck with it. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Hey, as an added bonus, if you'd like to see the demo that Dennis just provided, click on Golf Smarter TV at golfsmarter.com and select the video called Hagen Oaks Golf Expo.
And your name is, and you're with?
Ryan Winther, and I'm here with Draws Athletics.
And Draws Athletics?
Correct.
And explain to me what Draws Athletics has.
Well, what Russ and the team at Draws have done is come out with something called a weighted agility glove, which is a multi-sport training aid. And obviously being in golf, it's something that I've been working with for almost a year now. Full weighted glove, fingers, weights in the fingers, weights in the palm. And it is the number one training aid that I've ever used. And I used to play professional baseball, now professional golfers. So nothing better.
Now, I obviously, standing next to you and looking, you clearly have been lifting weights for most of your life. You don't look like the normal golfer. You've got a lot of bulk to you. What as far as a training aid, what specifically is this product supposed to help you with?
Well, it's all about forearm strength, hand strength, quickness in hand speed. And this glove, what has done for me, just within the first 4 months of using it, is just – it's phenomenal. It's the number one thing I've ever used. It's all about power and how much power you can transfer to the ball. And this is the only product that's actually improved my golf game as far as my power transfer, far more than anything else on the market.
So it's increased distance, not necessarily accuracy.
It's a distance, it's a power, but it's given me more feel, more touch around the greens. It's a little better. You start building muscles where you didn't know you had muscles growing. So it's one of those things that, you know, you can use it in short game or you can use it in your long game. It's, you know, I get paid to hit the long ball, so that's what I use it for. So.
And it's not a, is it a glove that you wear while you're playing or is it just for practice?
When I started, it's not a glove you wear while you actually play on the course. When I first started using it for the first couple of weeks, I just took dry swings with it. And then I started incorporating it into my actual routine of hitting balls with it. It's a training aid, so it's something you build up to.
And so it's not just a warm-up glove. I mean, that's how you started using it, just to warm up and get it loose a little bit.
Right. It's an actual training aid for me. If you want stronger and faster hands, you have to train to have stronger and quicker, faster hands. And that's exactly what you do with it. You train with it.
How much weight is in the glove?
About 2 pounds. About 2 pounds in the gloves.
So you don't necessarily notice it, but it does have an impact.
The unique thing about it is, especially for golf, it doesn't change the swing path. It doesn't change the plane of the club. It's hard to explain how neat and how cool it really is.
And if we wanted to go and find out more information about this product, do you know what the website
address
is?
Sure, you can go to www.drawsathletics.com.
D-R-A-W-S?
D-R-A-Z. Yeah.
Glad I asked.
athletics.com.
All right, very good. Well, thanks so much for your time, and I don't think we're going to get a chance to go out to the driving range. I heard that you hit the ball a ton, but I'd probably get nauseous watching you hit, so I don't even think it's going to be necessary, but I think we got the point. Thanks so much for your time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hi, what's your name and what company are you with?
My name is Patrick Boyd, and I am with Scratch Golf Clubs.
And tell me about Scratch Golf Clubs. It's not a name that you're going to hear on the major networks, and you're not going to see them on the big golf websites. Who's Scratch Golf?
Well, we're kind of at the point now where we're growing a lot. We're getting a lot of presence out on tours. But we've been around for about 5 years, and really what we specialize in is manufacturing wedges and irons and different sole grinds that work with different swing types. So depending on kind of where you fall into our swing type category, we have 3 swing types that we've identified. There's going to be grinds that work better for you than others. So obviously somebody that's very steep and aggressive needs something very different from the guy that picks the ball. And we just offer a lot of different, you know, products that we can fit people into.
So do you customize clubs for every customer?
We do, actually. We have 6 different grinds that we offer with our retail product, and we have a whole tour department that we offer essentially a service that a tour player would get. We start with the heavy raw forging that weighs 360 grams, and we work with you to specifically find out what grind you're going to need to accommodate your swing types, the shots you like to play, and everything else. And we can work with you literally on all the aesthetics. We have 60 grams of discretionary weight, so we can really shape the toe to something you like. We work with you on the sole to get it right. And then from there, you have 8 different finish options, and pretty much anything custom you can conceive of, we can manufacture for you.
Hey, I got a question from a listener recently complaining that when he's out playing, all the people he plays with get a divot, and he doesn't. What would you do with someone who'd come in like that saying, I'm a 20, you know, close to a 30 handicap, mm-hmm. and I can't get a divot? Is it me or is it the clubs?
Well, I mean, somebody that doesn't play golf very often, I mean, the thing that a lot of people misconceive about our product is they think it's going to really help a better player. And really what we find is the mid and high handicappers, it's going to help the most, simply because they're going to have a specific tendency that they almost always have. And we have the ability to minimize or almost eliminate that tendency by getting them into the proper fit. So a guy that really doesn't take much of a divot, he's going to need a lower bounce profile and something that works specifically for his tendencies and what he does to really help him accomplish, you know, what he's trying to do and give him confidence. Really getting fit for the right wedges does that. It's really one of the most important clubs in your bag. You're going to have it in your hands more time and around than almost any club except your putter. So, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to not have wedges in your bag that fit you specifically in the shots that you play. And that's really what we're able to offer people.
So it's not a full complement of irons. It's mostly just your wedges.
You know, we do irons as well. We have 3 different models of iron, and we also offer the irons in different sole grinds that goes along with the fitting system we have for the wedges. So we have basically it's divided into the 3 swing types. We have the sweeper slider, who's the guy that's really kind of shallow, takes kind of a smaller divot, really doesn't have a lot of turf interaction. And then on the other side of the scale, we have the digger driver. is a guy that's very steep, very aggressive, and he's going to need, you know, a different bounce profile, obviously, than the guy that's very shallow. He's going to need a lot of bounce, something to really prevent that club from sticking into the ground. And then you have, you know, kind of the guy in the middle who's a moderate angle of attack, generally takes a dollar bill size divot, and we have, you know, grinds for him too. So pretty much we cover all bases. And even, you know, the six grinds that we have available in our retail line, they're going to fit probably 98% of people out there. Occasionally I run into somebody that's on one extreme or the other, really picks the ball or really, you know, is really, really steep and aggressive, and I have specialty grinds that we have through the tour department that fit those guys. So really, I mean, we have the ability to fit anybody to what their specific tendencies are and what specifically they're going to be using the wedges for. It's, you know, it's a pretty detailed fitting. We generally work, I'd say probably at this point in time, 90% of our business is done over the internet or telephone. I work with people all over the world on a daily basis. I get calls from Dubai, you name it. I get calls from people there looking for wedges that are going to work for them, the conditions they play in, and they want something a little different. They want something a little custom, and we're really the only place you can get it. So it's a fascinating business to be a part of, because there's really nobody else in our niche. There's nobody else doing what we are as far as fitting. And, I mean, we just have a far greater capacity to get you fit into the proper clubs for your game and what you need. And, I mean, you see it all the time. I get somebody, fit them into some wedges, you know, somebody that had wedges that didn't fit them at all, had no confidence around the green. I get them fit in the right wedges. They're knocking it close. They're able to spin the ball, and, you know, it brings a whole new level to their game.
Game improvement clubs, is that a marketing term, or is that what you guys started?
That's a good question. I mean, I think it's a different level of game improvement than what people would traditionally consider. I think when you say game improvement, you think of large-headed drivers, large, you know, irons with big cavities that are really got the weighting to kind of help you, you know, achieve decent shots on your biggest misses. But really having wedges that fit you benefits everybody, probably, you know, as much as a driver, as much as anything else. I mean, these are your scoring clubs, and a lot of people, unfortunately, have always treated wedges as an impulse buy. They'll go in, they'll get fit for their driver, their irons, they'll spend all this time and money getting those right, and they'll grab wedges on their way out the door, set them down. Oh, that looks good. Not really paying attention to if it fits them or not. And what we're really trying to do is stop that. We're really trying to educate people that it's very important to get fit with wedges, and it's going to bring another level to your game, and you're going to enjoy it more. And that's really what we're all about.
And I think that you're going to have, as you mentioned, global audience, which we have as well on the Golf Smarter podcast. You're going to have a lot of people who are going to want to know more about your clubs and go onto your website. So please share with us the URL so they can go look.
Our website is www.scratchgolf.com. If you ever have any questions for me, anybody out there, my email address is patrick@scratchgolf.com. You can reach me pretty much anytime on that email address. I'm happy to answer any fitting questions or anything else you have about our products.
And if you didn't get that, check the show notes in your iPod, or even check our blog. It'll be there. But if you really have a problem, of course, you can always email me at HeyFred on the website. Just go to the HeyFred button on golfsmarter.com, and I'll make sure it gets to Patrick. Patrick, thanks so much, and best of luck with Scratch Golf.
Thank you, Fred. It was great meeting you. Thanks for stopping by, and I hope I got to show you something you hadn't really seen or heard of before. So thanks for stopping by.
Your name and who you're with?
I'm Ken Morton, Jr. I'm the Vice President of Retail and Marketing for the Hagen Oaks Golf Course.
And this is your event, correct?
This is a very much a team event. We've got 200 employees, and we use all of them, plus lots of volunteers, to pull this one off.
And how long does it take to put an event like this together?
We actually will do a post-meeting this next week and start plans for 2010. So it's a 52-week adventure.
Wow. And give us an overview of the full scope, because I can't paint it as well as you can because you know it so intimately. Tell us what is going on here today. This is not just a demo day.
Yeah, none at all. I mean, a typical demo day, and we've got that part too. We've got 35 equipment vendors out on the driving range that are letting people trial clubs, but there's really four key areas. There's that. On the back of the driving range, we have eight hard goods vendors that have their PGA Tour vans back there. They're doing one-hour fits by the same people that fit Vijay Singh and Boo Weekly and all the Titleist staffers and all those guys. So you get to find out your specs. And then in a lot of cases, they've got the tour van right there, so they actually can build your golf clubs right as you wait. So that's area two. The area we're standing in is called our vendor village. We've got about 70 golf lifestyle booths, and it might be Fairways and Greens magazine. It might be a lot of different putter companies, golf publications, golf travel, anything related to the golfer that really makes sense to them. And then the final area is our golf course alley. Valley. We've got 30 golf courses from Northern California and Northern Nevada set up around our main putting green, and they're giving away coupons and doing drawings for free golf and discounts and all kinds of stuff. So that's really a fun area. If you're an active golfer and you love to travel around and play different golf courses, that's actually one of our newest and most popular areas.
34th year, right?
Yeah, it started just as a little sidewalk sale. The joke is that Tom Lopresti, who was our very first head golf professional, it was right around April 15th. He needed a little extra money to pay his taxes 1 month. So he did a sidewalk sale. And each year since, we've tried to add one little thing and you know, another, you know, new twist, a new vendor. And, you know, over 34 years, when you're just adding a little grain of sand each time, it becomes a mountain over time. And that's kind of just how it's evolved.
Fabulous. So I got to imagine that for the average golfer, this is their PGA show. I mean, they can't go down to Orlando and see all the new equipment that's out and everything, but this is about as close as they're going to get.
Yeah, and actually, literally, we're partners. Reed Exhibitions is the people that own the PGA magazine, and we're actually the official demo day for PGA Reed Exhibitions. They actually help sell and bring in a lot of added booths to us. We started that partnership about 5 years ago, and so as they're buying booths for the world's biggest trade exhibition, they also can opt in and go to the world's biggest demo day also. And it's been a great partnership. We've developed a great friendship with the folks from Reed, and they've again added a whole nother venue, a whole nother group of vendors to our event.
Are you really the world's biggest demo day?
We're the world's biggest demo day. They've got another one in Desert Mountain that's a single day that, from a one-day standpoint, they get the best single day's attendance, but over 3 days, we've got them beat by about twice as much.
Have you had a chance to go around and look at some of the gear that's out there, some of the new products? Have you seen anything, or are you just busy taking care of logistics?
Yeah, my real everyday job is buyer for our big super shop, so I get a chance to see that on a daily basis. But even, for instance, TaylorMade, they're introducing their world premiere of their R7 460 drivers this weekend. I haven't even made it out to see it, and we've already special ordered about 24 of them. We're selling it, and I haven't even seen it yet. So that's a neat piece of this event, is just because all of the latest equipment. Never Compromise has their new X-ray putter that's not even being introduced to the public until June. They have it here to try to get early feedback on it. And that's the case with a lot of different vendors. They use this as an opportunity to get feedback unlike any scale that they usually get from the public, and will test products, test new shafts, have their R&D guys up so that they're getting feedback directly from the consumer. And they don't do that with all kinds of demo days. It's usually this one.
That's fabulous. Congratulations. Now, I don't know if it's fair, but I'm going to do it anyway. What do you like?
I like fitting, first and foremost. That area that I was talking to you about on the back of the driving range. Today, the USGA's put some fairly restrictive limits on what the vendors cannot do. I mean, 460 cc's is as big as we can make the club. They're talking about groove restrictions. They're talking about with balls and that kind of stuff. And more than ever today, the difference between you hitting it as far as you do now and 20 yards farther is finding the right shaft, the right length, the right lying goal, the right grip size. And, you know, we fit for 11 different variables every day. And for us, it's no more expensive to buy it right off the rack as to have the clubs built to you with 11 different specifications from the rack. And what we're finding is that when we find that right shaft that has that right kick point and that right weight and that right loft and the right hosel configuration, all those kind of things, we can maximize the result of any of the different golf clubs. Whether you pick Cobra, Cleveland, Titleist, or TaylorMade, we can take that stock golf club and make you hit it farther just by dialing in the specs that much better.
Phenomenal. I have to imagine that the number one question is, where's the bathroom? But what do you think would be the second most asked question that you get as people walking by from the consumer?
Oh, that's a good one. I've been at the front door all day long, so I've been getting them all, and bathroom's right up there. I think customers, one of the cool things about this show is that, you know, a Callaway, for instance, they're at, if there's a demo day at a golf course, there's usually a Callaway or there's usually a Titleist. The cool part about this is that there's a lot of exotic brands. There's the Hanmas and the Bangolfs and Bobby Jones and some vendors that are harder to see. And so, you know, a lot of them, this is their one chance in Northern California to go talk directly to Jesse Ortiz, who owns the Bobby Jones company. And actually, you can be fit and, you know, get a golf club, you know, designed and sold to you by the guy that owns the company. And so they're really looking for a lot of those niche brands that, you know, when you get as many booths as we have out there, they're a little harder to find sometimes. So that's usually the questions we're getting the most.
Interesting. Now, we're here at the Fairways and Greens booth, as you mentioned, and we're about to do our giveaway of a pair of Alias footwear golf shoes. But before we do that, I get questions from all over the world from our listeners, and would you mind taking a question from a listener?
Oh, we'd do that in a second. Absolutely.
I was hoping you'd say this. That's why I brought it with me. Okay, so here's one. Actually, it's an interesting question, and this is the kind of thing that some people think it's equipment, some people think it's them. They're not really sure. So Michael Guerrero of Santa Clarita, California, wrote in and said that I never take a divot. Everyone I play with takes one. They seem to hit the ball solid every time. What am I doing wrong?
It could be movement. It could be fitting. And so I'll answer it both ways. It's possible that his clubs aren't long enough. And if that's the case, he's not going to be able to get down to the ball quite as easy. So I talked to him about, you know, we could do some quick measurements to find out the length of his hands to the ground and see whether he needs a little bit longer golf club to get there. The other motion is if he has a tendency to be a little flatter with his motion and take the golf club around more in a baseball bat motion rather than more an up and down motion. A lot of times the golfer will be swinging around and not taking a divot that way, so the movement can alter that a little bit. You know, we can alter the balance of the golf clubs a little bit by making them a little stronger, a little tighter. You know, I have a tendency to trap the ball. I'm very upright in my swing, so I have just the opposite motion. I have a tendency to have to sit back down on my heels a little bit more to flatten myself out. He might try sitting up on his toes a little bit, and that'll have a tendency to probably move his weight forward a little bit and make his swing just a little bit more upright. And my guess is he'd probably be taking a divot.
Excellent answer. You mind if I do one more?
No problem.
Awesome. Okay, this one's from Mark Ivy in Dorset, England.
Okay,
it's a global audience.
Yeah.
Okay, so he says that I feel I can't improve anymore with my current set of clubs. My best score is a 93. I've been looking at the Mizuno MX-19 and the Wilson Staff DI-9. Have you any preferences to which you would do, which would be better, and do they fall both into the game improvement irons?
Yeah, both of them are game improvement irons. I'd say probably the DI-9 is going to be probably with their fat shaft technology. It's going to probably be a little bit straighter of a golf club. The fat shaft is wider at the hosel and has almost no torque to it. So when you hit one off the heel or toe, the shaft doesn't have a tendency to torque open or closed at all, and has a tendency to be a very, very straight iron. For someone that hits the ball off to the left or the right a lot, it's a great match because it'll straighten that ball out a lot. The one negative is it's not the longest iron out on the marketplace. It's long. It's just probably not as long as maybe the MX-19. And if distance is really important to him, I'd probably have him try that MX-19. And if he can find a pro shop over there that allow him to hit them side by side, and especially if there's one available with the launch monitors, take a 6-iron out, hit them side by side, watch the ball flight, and they can actually tell you how far each is going. And again, if it's within 4 or 5 yards, you know, the distance thing, the straightness thing, those can be different evolutions depending on where his biggest errors are.
Obviously, you know your stuff. That was phenomenal answers. Thank you very much. And please give the address for your website once again, Mill, so people can go and do some shopping there.
Yeah, our online storefront is at mortongolfsales.com. And then for our golf course here, for the big event, it's HagenOaksGolfExpo.com. They both link to one another, so they can find us either way.
Ken Morton, Jr., thanks so much for being on the Golf Smarter podcast. Hopefully we'll have you back.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thanks.
Again, that was Ken Morton, Jr. of Hagen Oaks Golf Course. There is a superstore at the Hagen Oaks Golf Course in Sacramento, and it's run by the Morton family. But they have a very good online store at mortongolfsales.com. That's MORTON golfsales.com. I thought his answers were great. Trust me. because Ken has been involved in the family business all of his life, and he really knows both the retail and the golf course side of things, I'm going to do whatever I can to get him to come back on a regular basis to answer more questions. All of the companies featured in today's show will have their links to the website in the blog at golfsmarter.com. Now let's talk about prizes. Can we, please? There's only a few days left to register to win one of our greatest ever, and that's the Edgewood Tahoe Stay and Play Prize Package. Our grand prize winners, and there's going to be two of them announced, will receive... Now, they're each going to receive two nights at the Twin Pines Lodge, 4,000-square-foot lodge on the beach of South Lake Tahoe, and two rounds of golf at Edgewood Tahoe. This prize is for you and your guest, but transportation is not provided. Total value of this prize is over $4,000 per couple. The dates of the stay and play are July 20th and 21st, 2009, just the day following the American Century Celebrity Golf Championship, which will be broadcast on NBC. Hopefully by now you've heard our conversation with the Edgewood Tahoe Course Superintendent, Scott Shunter. But make sure you go to GolfSmarter TV at golfsmarter.com because I've posted two videos to get you even more excited about winning. The first is my video from Edgewood Tahoe, and the second is a short showcase specifically done about the Twin Pines Lodge where you'll be staying if you win. It's awesome. Right there on the beach, private beach, 2.5 acres. It's incredible. Okay, did I also mention that the two winners won't be playing together? Because you'll each get a round at Edgewood with me. Not so sure about my golf prowess, but we will have fun. I won't be staying in the lodge. I have to rough it in the cabin out back. We will also be giving away a stack of day passes and week passes to the American Century Celebrity Golf Championship. So there's lots of chances for you to win from the folks at Edgewood Tahoe. Thank you so much. If you've already joined Golf Smarter for members only, then you're automatically entered to win. But you can increase your odds even more by entering again by clicking on the Enter Contest at GolfSmarter.com. Also, members will have more chances to win the passes, too. We'll select one grand prize winner from our membership and another from the entries at GolfSmarter. Deadline to enter is May 15th, 2009. Make sure that you get your entries in before then. Please join GolfSmarter for members only. There are great benefits and perks for becoming a member. You receive a free box of tournament-quality Dixon Earth golf balls, the first eco-friendly golf ball valued at $40. You also get a subscription to Fairways and Greens magazine, and you'll get complete access to the catalog of Golf Smarter podcasts. Now, you heard this is episode number 177, so there's got to be at least 120 that are going to interest you, right? So many listeners have told me that they go back to hear shows multiple times, and this is your ticket to do just that. Golf Smarter members also receive a new episode every single week. Now, if you enjoyed our conversation with Fred Shoemaker last time out, then become a member so that you don't miss hearing part two, another mind-expanding 30 minutes with the author of Extraordinary Golf. Golf Smarter for members only also has a prize giveaway every show. And today we're announcing that Fairways and Greens magazine has contributed a pair of Alias footwear golf shoes, the most comfortable golf shoes I've ever worn. The winner of these shoes will be announced on the Golf Smarter for Members Only episode of May 26. Sign up now, please. Get your 6-month membership and take advantage of everything that we offer to make you a better golfer. Join now at golfsmarter.com. Next week on Golf Smarter for Members Only, we will feature part two of the conversation that I had with custom club maker Dan Sachs. Most of this show will be dedicated to answering the questions that you submitted, so make sure you join up to tune in to hear the answers. One of the common questions that is sent in regularly is about cutting down the length of a driver shaft. So we asked Dan, and we had him talk about that. But my follow-up poses the idea of whether moving your hands down the grip is the same as cutting down the shaft. Here's a sample of what he had to say.
If you're gripping down on the golf club, it's going to feel a little bit lighter than were you at the end of the shaft. Now, that has an effect on lie angle, swing weight, and flex to a certain extent, because once you grip down on a golf club, you're bringing it closer to you, which will effectively flatten the lie angle. It will also make the golf club feel a little bit lighter because, again, it's not as long. So I always try to use the analogy of if you have a fishing rod with a 1 ounce lure at the end of it and you twang it up and down, it's going to have not as much flexion as the same rod with a 2 ounce lure at the end of it. It's going to have a lot more flexion with that 2 ounce lure. So you want to make sure that, actually, let's get back to Chris. Mm-hmm. Are you hitting at the center of the face, Chris?
It's
a good question.
There you go.
A lot of modern drivers are real long, which make them move faster. When you know, the golf club that's longer is going to move faster because there's a bigger arc. And you can generate more speed, but at the compromise of what?
I've been spending a bunch of time with Dan Sachs recently getting fitted so that I can get my clubs replaced. And I think he's really, really interesting. Now, you'll only get to hear the entire 30-minute conversation with Dan by becoming a member of Golf Smarter for members only. I've given you a lot of reasons why you should join Golf Smarter for members only. If you still don't agree that we're offering a lot of value, please write to me and let me know what I'm missing. Thanks. Because it's Cinco de Mayo, which in fact is not Mexican Independence Day, but a celebration of Mexican heritage and culture, Mexican Independence Day is actually in September. Our closing quote comes from one of golf's most famous Mexican Americans, Lee Trevino. I'm not saying my golf game went bad, but if I grew tomatoes, they'd come up sliced. I welcome your comments, conversations, suggestions, requests, and quotes. We have a Golf Smarter group on Facebook. My handle on Twitter is Fred Green. You may leave me voicemail on Skype at Fred S. Green. That's S as in slice. Or just send me an email by scrolling over the feedback tab to select Hey Fred at golfsmarter.com.
Smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.